Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
You know that sound. It's the sound of money hitting your Venmo account, a friend paying you back, or maybe it's cash back from your favorite business with the Venmo debit card, or even your paycheck dropping up to 2 days early. So, what's your Venmo? The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Dosh cashback terms apply. Early access compared to standard banking practices. Depends on timing of receipt of payment instructions.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
I want to talk about a topic that's of interest to me that I think a learning Torah needs to be examined. And I want to talk about it for a few minutes. In the parasha, in Parashas Noach, in this past week's parasha, so there's a story that happens to Noach when he comes out of the Teva. The Torah describes Shem, Cham, and Yafes. Noach has three sons who survive the Mabul with him in the Teva. And they come out of the Teva, and Noach plants Vayita Karim. Great to see you. I had one picture, I had a beautiful picture in my sukkah. Avi could be made of the Zayda. Beautiful picture in my sukkah, the Zayda. Of Gissinger's ankle. Chaim Kestner, beautiful picture, really. Anyway. So Vayachal Noach Ishra Adam Vayita Karim. Noach plants a vineyard after he comes out of the Teva. Vayesh Minayayin, and he drinks wine. Vayishakar, and he gets drunk. Noach gets drunk. There's a lot to talk about what Noach's mistakes are. The Torah calls Noach a tzaddik. And Noach makes a geshmak l'chaim after the Mabul. Very, very interesting. The whole sugya of Yayin is an interesting sugya. Yayin is a beautiful thing. It's such a cool thing that we make kiddush al Yayin. My favorite mitzvah in the world is kiddush. I love the mitzvah of kiddush. And we do it al Yayin. Yayin is very, very chashuv. It has such a strong place in Yiddishkeit. And we know Yayin could be used for big averis. But on big times, Yiddish Kiddush, we make al Yayin from the greatest mitzvah. Yid is Zachar Siyayim HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. It's the rice of Shmir HaShabbos. The Asay of Zachar Siyayim HaShabbos. And Chazal HaMesak and Zachreyu al Yayin. Take wine and be Zachar Shabbos al Yayin. So Yayin has a very strong place and important place to make Kiddush. I'm always nervous. I have an allergy to wine. It's given by Hashem. So maybe the topic of Yayin is like extra interesting to me. Yayin's very big. I get blotches on my face. I was in Chicago and I was supposed to meet with a lot of people in the community in Chicago. And I went out with a guy in Yeshiva who had learned in Yeshiva who's been through a lot in his life. And I wanted to make it like extra memorable for him. We went out to eat, but I wanted to like make it extra geschmack. So I ordered, not a tequila, what's the drink called? It's like a cool drink. I figured it'll be like very geschmack for him. It actually was a lot of fun. I'm allergic to yayin. But it's not just wine. Some people are allergic to the sulfites. I'm allergic to alcohol. I think my mama has it also. My mother has it. I'm allergic to any alcohol, even when there are no sulfites. I break out in blotches. I have trouble breathing. And I have a real allergy to wine. But I decided like a margarita, that's called? Margariti. Yeah. Did I say it right? Say it. Margarita. You know, I'm like that. You know the Rebbe who doesn't want to say Derek Jeter's name, right? Like you say Derek Fleeter, like I'm like and I'm gonna go home and have a quick margarita with my wife. Like you say, Margariti, what's it? I ordered this drink. It actually tasted good, But I we each had a different straw. We made a l'chaim together. It was like very geschmack for him, except I went to the speech. I had a drip. I went a shtickel shaker. First of all, because I never, ever drink, it hits me much harder. I literally was a little woozy to the speech, and I had blotches over my face. I spoke with blotches in Chicago, literally blotches around my face, because I had a margarita together with my friend. But I wasn't responsible for too much what I said that night. Now, I wasn't like smashed, but also a little sensitive to it. But anyway, Yayin is interesting that you have Kiddush ala Yayin, and yet Yayin could be such a danger. Yayin yismach levav enosh. Wine is a source of joy. Karbanos, we have Nisach HaYayin. With every Tamid, we're learning Brachas in Yeshiva. Every Tamid, they had Nisach HaYayin. They brought, there were wine libations. Wine to Hashem. Wine is a lot of Chashivos. And yet we know that that Yayin could be dangerous. It's interesting. The Nazir promises not to drink Yayin, and he's punished for it. The Nazir makes a commitment not to have Yayin, and the Nazir at the end of his nis, I shouldn't say he's punished, but he brings a chatas, he brings a sin offering, and the Gemara says the reason he brings a sin offering, you held yourself back from Yayin. Yayin's geshmak, a good Yayin. Yayin can be very abused and misused, some youngster gets slammed, and Yayin can be a very prestigious, beautiful zach. Somebody has a little Yayin, and the covered Shabbos, Zachrei Rala Yayin. So it's interesting, after the Teva, Nayach Vayita Karim, he plants a Karim, Vayesh Minayayin, and he drinks Yayin, the Tzaddik. There's deep things, and I'm not talking about it right now, I'm asking the Chevra to think about it. What was Nayach's Cheshbin? Chazal criticized Nayach. It says, Vayichal Nayach, that he became Chulin, there was a taina on Nayach that he did it. Rashi says, Asa atzmoy chulin. He made himself mundane. Shayuloy lasek tchila benetia acheris. He should have planted something else first. It's interesting that it was a taka, good idea, Nayach. Just not, you had other things to do first. Very interesting. Nayach was chulin. He did a good tzach, but he tchila should have done other netias. Very interesting. The Torah is very sophisticated. It's not. It's the Torah is the MS of the world. Very interesting. Nayach comes out of the Teva and he holds shtar to get busy with Yayin and he gets a shtickel shikker. And the criticism of Nayach is, you're right, but it wasn't the first thing you should have done. You should have done other plantings. Nachtam, you should have had Yayin. After you did other stuff, it would have had Yayin. You should have done other stuff first. What do you say, Mark?
I'm just saying, Josh, I don't blame him. The whole world just got destroyed.
He needed a l'chaim. Yeah. Martcha's right. He came out, l'chaim. Yeah, Martcha says, shtark. Martcha hears Nayach. The criticism is not he made a l'chaim. Doesn't say he was wrong to do it. It says he should have been Isaac and other netiyas t'chila. He had other business to take care of first. Very interesting. I have thoughts. I don't have a pshat. I have thoughts. I'd love to hear what the Chevra thinks, what his Cheshbon was and what his mistake is. But this is what Nayach does. He drinks Yayin. He's then, by Yiska, B'soich Ayala, he's lying in a compromised position in his tent. He's undressed, he got shikr, and he's lying in a compromised position in his tent. Vayar Cham Avi Knanes Ervas Aviv, says the Torah, Cham, his son, comes in, and sees his father uncovered, and he says to his brothers, you got to see this sight. He runs outside, and he tells his brothers about his father's compromised position. He said, phew, check out dad. You know, he gets on us when we drink. he runs outside, Chum the three says to his brothers, check out dad. He tells the brothers. Shame and Yafes, of course, in dignity, they take Simla, they take a garment, Vayesimu al Shchem Shneim, they put it on their shoulders, Vayelchu Achiranis, and they walk backwards. Some say the pshat they put it on their shoulders is they didn't even want to cover him. They walked up to him backwards, but then to cover him, they'd have to turn around. I saw in one sefer that they put a garment on each of their shoulders, walk to their father, and when they get up to him, he just takes off the garment and it comes on him. Picture they have like a cover on each of them, and they just walk backwards. It's on each of their shoulders, draped. And when they walk, it just ends up on him, and they don't have to turn around to see him. So they both, with tremendous sneus, care about their father's dignity. And Shem and Yafes take a garment, they put it on their shoulders, they walk in backwards, and they cover their father. Upneim acharanis says twice, their faces weren't facing him. Ve'erva saviyam loiro, they didn't see their father in a compromised position.
Says twice what?
That they were backwards. The Sfarim speak about this. Vayelchu acharanis, they walked backwards. Upneim acharanis, and their face was backwards. It says two things. And they cover their father in a very tzniyistik ha'ayfin. They didn't want to look at their father. Now it says two of the brothers, Shem and Yafes, did this. For anybody who knows Diktuk, it says, Vayikach Shem v'Yafes. What should it have said? Vayikhu, plural. It says, Vayikach Shem v'Yafes. Shem v'Yafes he took. It should say they took. Vayikhu Shem v'Yafes. It's plural. It's two people. In Diktuk, it should say, Vayikhu, they took. It doesn't say they took, it says he took. The reason it says he is because it was Shem's idea. And Shem was rewarded that Klal Yisrael comes from Shem, and was zeicher the mitzvah of tzitzis, because of the dignity. Tzitzis is a dignity a Yid has, and the mitzvah of tzitzis, the dignified tzitzis that a Yid has, is bezchus. The tzitzis that a Yid has is b'schus that it was Shem's. Yafes did it also, and Yafes got rewarded. But it says he took, not they took, because it was Shem's impetus. They both got schar. But Shem, it was his idea. It was his idea. And he was the one who covered his father and cared about the dignity of his father. I always liked that his name is Shem. And he cared about the dignity of his father. He's called Shem. But he cares about the dignity of his father, and as such, we're rewarded with the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shem and Yafes both did it, but Vayikach, he took, Shem was the decider. It was his idea. Now, when you study the Torah, Chum was very inappropriate. His father was in a compromised position, and he didn't have sensitivities. That's the psukim in the Torah say. When you study Chazal, Shem did terrible averus. Rashi brings a chazal when it says Vayaris Ervas Aviv, he saw his father uncovered. Yeshmer Abiseinu Oimim Sarsa, he did something to his father. The Yeshaimim Ravai, it's a Gemara Sanhedrin. And it says he did terrible things to his father. Sirsa Yoravai, he did things to his tata. And the question begs, there's much to think about. But the simple question is, why does the Torah record it so vanilla? He saw his father not dressed properly, and he wasn't sensitive. All of a sudden, you read Chazal, he did terrible things. He was Misaris, his father, who was Miravis. What's going on? If that's what happened, so why does the Torah record it so vanilla? So you could say, Tzneus, the Torah is emes, it's just the truth. Records that he saw his father, that's not the story. There was much deeper breaches. Yeah, good Susha. By Reuven, Daniel points out, the Torah records it as if he did a terrible avera, as if he did something to his father's wife, and there it was only no sensitivity, like the exact opposite. Here it protects the Russia. The Torah is so protective of the Russia. It's Chum, he's a terrible Russia, and he's punished severely. The Torah records that he saw. You know, he shouldn't have looked at what he looked at. And Chazal, the Rabbi Seinu, tell us the real story. When you get older and you get more like sophisticated, you can hear the real story. I don't know how to tell you this. This is what really happened. So why does the Torah record it that he saw? Why does Hashem record it like that? That's the question that we have here. Why does Hashem record that Chum saw, which is definitely not appropriate? He saw his father compromise and wasn't sensitive. But then you read Chazal, he was a lot worse than I. He was Masaris, his father. It means he did something that his father couldn't have more children. Which is its own sugya that Cham wanted to make sure that no more children is fascinating. He was Masaris, his father. There was two guys in the yeshiva dining room. Two guys, they were both inebriated on a Leil Shabbos. I listened to them have a conversation. It was, well, you umman ki a super. One guy was describing, I'm not bringing children. I'll never bring children into this world. He was describing the tsar of the Welt. He said, I'll never bring children here. The other guy was describing the beauty of children. They were both weren't sober. And things were, I only say they weren't sober. They should have the conversation sober. There was a certain purity from both. One was describing his sensitivity, the tsar in the world. And he was describing the tsar in the world, and he said, I would never have kids. So much tsar, complicated felt. Very interesting to me that Noach comes out of the teva and he makes a l'chaim, a shmak. And his chum, the son who doesn't understand, makes sure his father can't have children. Messiah is his father. Very interesting. Wants his tata, no more children. Schlechte Welt or gute Welt. Noach sees a beautiful world. He's making a l'chaim. Now the criticism's not his l'chaim. He should have first. I'm not saying for sure this is pshat. I'm just learning, Chevra. I'm trying to learn Torah. Very interesting. Noach comes out of the teva and he makes a l'chaim. He sees a good world. Then his yoinus, their difficulty, he sees a good welt. He makes a l'chaim. Drinks. Chum comes out of the teva and he's Messiris, his tata. He makes that his father can't have children. It's interesting. I heard a guy, Mamish, say a schlechte welt. Guy was, and the other guy was describing the beauty of a tata and a son. Such a world, the beauty of a father and son. They had this. They were going on a long time. The yeshiva dining room went till after 4 a.m. on a Leil Shabbos. These two guys, that big machloiks, him arguing, tining. It was heated. It was very, very stark. Nayam was there with me. Nayam and I were listening. Nayam was there with me listening. Two guys were having a tremendous vikuach, a holy vikuach. From Cleveland. So the question, Rabbi said. No. Yeah, why I needed a witness to what I saw, I'm just saying the truth. I'm remembering. The kitzer is, so Avi, you hear what I'm asking? The Etzem story is remarkable. What happened is amazing. But I'm asking, why does it record that Chum sees and he doesn't care about the dignity of his father? To what really happened, he did terrible things to his father. He was Masaris. He made his father not have kids. The Rabbi Sainu say he did shreklicha things to his tata, and the Torah just records that he didn't care about the dignity of his father. What I want to share with the Chevra, all sins have roots. Sins have roots. You have like, they're chazal that are hard to understand. There's a chazal that it's worse to speak Lashon Hara than Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. How do you understand that? We don't punish the same. If somebody murders is worse than Lashon Hara. No, chazal say Lashon Hara is worse. Their roots and their breaches and their deep shrushim, their deep roots to all of sins. When the Torah records that Chum wasn't sensitive, he wasn't sensitive to the pristine nature of a person, is the Torah is describing in a deeper way. Of course, the Rabbi Sainu say, you want to know what happened? He was Masaris, his father. He did something very bad to his father. But the deeper root is that he wasn't chas on the covet of his tata. He didn't see the dignity. By the way, in a deep, deep way, the way I'm learning he was Masariser, the way I'm learning that he caused his father couldn't have children, the way I'm understanding is he saw a shvere welt, he didn't see the soul. He saw a world of temper. What do you bring kids into the world? There's a mabul, people die. He saw destruction. He saw death. He didn't see the soul, that people are eternal. And then he goes, so this Shaira, she doesn't see. People say, I don't get it. The person went through so much Sar. There's big things. Hashem is working with people. They're big places. There's big destinations for the neshama. If you just see a very physical world, I don't get it. This, you don't see the whole picture of a soul that's having tikkunim, that's getting places, that's being refined, that's being prepared. So in the physical world, if somebody watched what happened, he was Misarisar's father. He didn't want his father to have children. But much deeper what happened is he saw Ervas of him. In a deeper way of what happened is he wasn't chas on the covet of his father. He saw Ervas of him and didn't appreciate the dignity and the tzedkus and the soul of the person. So there's the shayrish of chet and there's the chet. And the tyrant saying vayar, and what he saw and didn't respond is the deeper yet. It might be even worse than what he did is what he saw and what he experienced and how he experienced it. To our eyes, we just can go. In our world, all we have is the actions. So to what we express is we see he was Misarisar's father. But the Torah Hashem was Yedea Machshavos. The deepest thing is Vayar, he saw and he wasn't sensitive. This is not what you would experience if you were there. You don't know his machshavas, his thoughts, but the Torah Kedosh is the emes. And deeper than the action comes from experience. It comes from a mindset, and the Torah records the lack of sensitivity. That's the Torah records, the deeper thing, the sensitivity. It's interesting. I sitting right here next to me, Rav Moshe Shapiro was nifter. So a yid came to yeshiva, who was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Shapiro. And I asked the yid, say a eulogy on Rav Moshe Shapiro, eulogize your Rebbe. Will you hear Moshe when I asked? I asked the yid who's written Sfarim, say a eulogy. He said something so interesting. He said, being around Rav Moshe Shapiro, he said two things. When I was around such a human being, I couldn't drink out of a soda bottle. Not that the Rebbe said don't drink out of a soda bottle. I'm not so impressed. It's okay, no, I don't know. I hear. He didn't say that the Rebbe told me not to drink out of a can. A can, not a bottle, a can. But he said when I would hang around Reb Moshe, I was so taken by what it means a human being, I couldn't drink out of a can. I just felt I needed a cup. I felt more dignified. Not that Reb Moshe told him not to drink out of a can. He just said being around such dignity, it brought out like malchus. It just didn't feel. He gave two examples. He said also, you know, you see somebody from down there, you scream to him. It's a normal thing. You get excited. You see somebody, you scream. He said when I was around Reb Moshe Shapiro, I so felt dignified. I couldn't scream out to a friend from far. Oh yeah. You walk up to the guy, I couldn't scream out. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad zach to scream out. I'm not saying it's a bad zach to drink from a can. I am saying that there's dignity to a human being. And he said being around his Rebbe brought out a reimimus and a dignity and a refinement that didn't let him drink from a can. He just like it wasn't... Like big, there's a certain refinement, there's a class, there's a dignity. That's what he said it brought out. The story of Ham, it says he did terrible things, and the terrible things, he didn't want his father to have children, he saw a shvera velt. But the Torah records it that he wasn't chas on the covet of his tata. That he didn't have, there wasn't dignity and refinement, the covet of his father, that comes from a very deep place of a person's lack of dignity, lack of tapping into deep places in ourselves, that he lost his own dignity and saw Ervas Aviv. That's the Torah describes. I wanted on Shabbos, Maish, on Shabbos Friday night, I spoke about Rav Huttner. I'm not equipped. I don't want to pretend. I didn't learn by Rav Huttner. I didn't learn in Chaim Berlin. And I'm not equipped like to say a eulogy on the tzaddik. I only feel that our yeshiva was started, the people funded the yeshiva, the Rabinowitz mishpacha, that we found this, Yitz Rabinowitz found this campus for us. His family are Chaim Berliners. Vavram Fruchthandler is a Yid who helped fund and start the yeshiva that we're zeichet to learn in. So I felt that the world, of Chaim Berlin, I felt that the world of Rabbi Kaufman found the yeshiva campus and was involved in starting the yeshiva. I felt that it's weird for us to ignore the goings-on in Yeshiva Chaim Berlin. They lost. The Rosh Yeshiva was Nifter this past week. Rabbi Shlomo Halava, the Rosh Yeshiva there. So I wanted the guys to know a little bit about Chaim Berlin. I'm not prepared to give the big drushes. I don't know tons about the yeshiva. I can only go what I see, what's apparent to me. And what I could see in the Yeshiva Chaim Berlin is, and I see from Rav Huttner's, I'm no expert on Rav Huttner's writings, though my son Moshe loves his Torah, the Pachad Yitzchak. But I'm no expert, far from an expert on his writings. But what I saw in Chaim Berlin, and I have friends, we all have friends that are Talmidim, he brought a certain raimimus, a certain dignity, a human being, the dignity of a human being. It was a certain hakvada for anybody who knows, even anybody who knows Rav Aaron Schechter, who was the Rav Huttner's Talmud, and I was zeichet to meet with him, he was very careful of how he spoke, how he said things, and there was clearly a tremendous emphasis on dignity, on kavod, a certain malchus. There was a certain regalness that was there, and Rav Huttner demanded this of his students, a certain dignity, a certain... That was something he demanded, and certainly it was America has so many beautiful aspects. We live in a country with tremendous, tremendous things to get from. Hashem sends us into Galus. America is amazing, and there's tremendous things to learn. Chazal say the reason we go into Galus is to pick up Gerim. While it certainly means kipshuta to pick up converts, of course it means that the Tsar, every country has attitudes that have good roots and the Yid picks up good things from the country. But we learn how to sift. We could also be influenced by Goyim and learn bad things. And we learn how to take the milus from a country and one has to study what are the milus. There's certainly milus that a person can pick up. It's interesting, one of the things that was picked up in Europe is a certain dignity. There's a certain dignity that picked up in Europe. America doesn't necessarily have that dignity, that type of dignity. People who are not, I had a Rebbe, a European Rebbe, would see our restaurants, he would cringe from it. People eating pizza in public, it would make him crazy. It would make him very, they're mindless to America. There's a comfortability. There's an avardic aspect, there's a nekud of not being afraid, of trying things, there's a humility. America has mindless, has real stuff. But we have to make sure a Yid has a dignity, has a kavod. Beichaloi kuloyim a kavod. Rav Huttner demanded from his students a certain dignity that comes from somebody who's a ben melech, who's princely, whose behaviors are princely, certain way behaviors of dignity that was very, very important that Rav Huttner taught his Talmidim, brought out of his Talmidim a certain type of malchus that existed there in the world of Chaim Berlin. Chamz Aveira starts from a lack of dignity, a lack of kavod. This Talmud of Rami Shapiro said a eulogy about his Rebbe and described the dignity that his Rebbe brought out. He wrote a sefer on kavod. We're zeich in our Beis Medrash. Somebody learned in this Beis Medrash, a kid who's been here for 2 days in the yeshiva, I met this morning, he blew my brains out. I met this guy in yeshiva, I met him this morning, I lost my mind. He's a big one. It's a very big one. I can't wait for Pesach for him to meet Yair Cohen. I can't wait for this bachur to meet Yair Cohen. I met a guy this morning, and he told me he's here 2 minutes. He's an honest person. He's here very short. He's here a couple of days. He said, I feel respected here. Really? Said it that he feels it. He spoke the truth. He said, I feel very respected here. He felt it. This is a bastion. It's a fortress of respect. You're a person, a Yid is respected. Yid's real, not pretend, not an external. Guys respect each other. People are, it's a world, people are respected. A human being, a Yid is to be appreciated and celebrated and respected. It's a bastion, it's a fortress of respect. Here a Yid is appreciated and respected. And it's interesting seeing a world that Cham saw and seeing Ein Shem to it, you could become a sense of everything is just puzzle and cheap. And Cham's response after coming out of the Teva was to not appreciate the dignity of his own Tata, to see Erev HaSaviv and to not be important to him. And Chazal teach us he was Misarasar's father. It's no coincidence. He said, there's not a world you should bring people into. And the reality is completely wrong. And to see a world of dignity, a world of neshamas, a world of elevation, a world of kavod, that's shame and yafes. What's fascinating is shame, who sees a world who cares about the dignity of his father and sees there's a world beyond the physical. What mitzvah does shame get? The mitzvah of tzitzis. What's the mitzvah of tzitzis? To put on the corner of the garment tzitzis. There's a world beyond the physical. There's a world more than the physical. So shame sees a person and it's the dignity of you. There's a world beyond the physical. That's the tzitzis. On the corner of the beged, there's a mitzvah. The corner means past the physical. Past what you see, there's something more. Don't just be a person who sees a beged and that's it. There's something beyond the beged. There's something more than the beged. I always like in this yeshiva, this yeshiva is like a tzitzis yeshiva. There's a shtickle rebellion on begadim. Because it's not just the begadim, there's something past the begadim. It's not just the physical. So it's like a rebellion. We're not so into begadim here. It's not a place. We're a tzitzis yeshiva. Don't get to. We put something past the begad. It's not just the externals of it. There's something much more and tiefer. And shame, who vayikach, it's his idea to cover his father. He sees dignity. He sees something big and something precious, much beyond the physical. And shame, who understands that and sees that, is zayche to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Hashem gives him for seeing that there's more than the physical. And caring about the dignity of a person, of a tzaddik, so he gets his zayche to the mitzvah of tzitzis.
Tzitzis represents that?
That's what's saying upshad in tzitzis, that past the beged, there's something past. There's a mitzvah on the corner of the beged, past the physical, there's something. Shloima, if I could ask Shloima, this wasn't all to introduce a song. I'm trying to learn Torah, but I want to say that it's interesting in seeing difficult things, there could be two responses. Cham sees a world destroyed and he's misarser his father and he like gives up. And Nayach sees a new world and has Yayin, as excited. And he wasn't punished for having Yayin, he was punished for having a Tchila. But he sees a world, there's what to celebrate, there's what to build. It's interesting that there could be two, there's a prophecy that we've been singing a lot lately in Yeshiva. And the Navi says there's going to be a day, Hine Yamim Baim, days are coming. Shlomi, I'm going to give you a chair, I'm going to explain. You have the guitar, our guitar? I want ours, yeah. The holy one. Yours is also the holy one. This is not a Shlomi?
No.
The Navi. Do I sound like that?
I wasn't. Maybe I was being from Avi.
Thank you, Mark. The Navi says that days are coming. That Hashem says, Hina Yamin Baim, I'm going to send a famine to the world. The Shlachti Rav Baretz. Hashem says, I'm going to send a famine to the world. But it's not the type of famine that people are going to be hungry for bread or thirsty for water. People are going to want to hear the word of Hashem. Shmuel, there are two responses. Now, Be'emes, it's like a sad, tragic prophecy. There's going to be a time. People are distant from Hashem. It's a tragic. Somebody asked, what are you guys singing this song? They're all excited and Waterbury, young. It's a tragedy. We should cry. It's like the saddest song. And It's a, if you read the prophecies there, it's going to be there. It's going to be such a dearth, a lack of service of Hashem, that people are going to be craving the service. It's terrible. It means it's people are going to crave the Dvar Hashem because they don't have the Dvar Hashem. Brush it, it's a prophecy of very sad times. They're going to be missing Ruchnius. That's the Pashup shot in the prophecy. But I want to explain why we sing it very, very cheerful. And I want to say that Hashem's not Stam rejecting us. The within a matzav of not having, we sometimes come in touch with a tremendous want for. And one can discover from difficult things, from a difficult situation, somebody went to our Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I woke up late, I missed Man Kriyashman Zman Tefillah, I feel sick over it. He said, I'm upset. He said, your mom is upset? He said, I'm upset. So he said, it's so good you missed. Now you know you really want to come Zman Kriyashman Zman Tefillah. Sometimes amidst the difficulty, we discover what we want. I want so bad, so it's a good tzach. Now you know what you want. And this prophecy speaks about a time that we're going to come in touch. Mamish Nageyaz Manenu, that people are going to come in touch with a tremendous want for Hashem. So it's interesting. Chum's response to a difficult time, and Nayach's response, and Shemin Yafis' response to a difficult time. Let's do this song, Shemin. First you, then we'll all sing it together. The key is hard. That's what Toby and I discovered.
Yeah,
very good. Very jumps. First, you'll do it, then we'll all sing. Chaim Zev, you're into this song? I like this song.
Hashem Yishlach Tira Abba Rez Loi Rava Habla Lechem Eloi Tzamo Alam Havayim Hine Yomim Bava Imneu Hashem Yishlach Tira Abba Rez Loi Rava Habla Lechem Eloi Tzamo Alam Havayim
Tell me all I'm not here. Shema Yaz Bar Hashem
What I'm bringing out the song together with the Chumash is that to respond to difficult situations, here you have a prophecy that sounds so negative, but much deeper what we're singing is amidst the difficulty brings out of a person a tremendous, tremendous chukka for good things. It brings out, yeah, the person's missing and lacking and wanting, and it brings out... I came here 24 years ago, and I saw in many Bachim who were looking for something, I found a chukka for Hashem. I met the soul. And sometimes it looks like there's so much lack. What's happening? Hashem wants us to get in touch with the want, with the want. Ki im l'shmayas dvar Hashem, he makes a famine, means there's a dearth of ruchnias, people have struggles. And they get in touch, like Rav Lalechem, they're not hungry for bread. Like Tzama Lomayim, Kim Lishmayas Dvar Hashem, a want. They get in touch with a tremendous want for the Dvar Hashem. So I'm contrasting that. I'm bringing out here after a mumble. Chum emerges from a difficult circumstances. Life's not worth it. He's Misaris, his father. He gives up on the dignity of a human. And Nayach emerges and makes a L'chaim. He gets in touch with a want for life, with a want for Hashem, with a want for construction, with a want for chesed. That's Nayach's response after the Mabul, as he makes a l'chaim. There's a world to build. There's a world to create. This guy, those two guys had a conversation in the dining room. One sees pain, and he said, I'm not bringing a child into the world. And the other saw opportunity, a want to do chesed. He wants to bring a kid. He said, you know how much you can give to your child? You know how much beauty in a father-son relationship? He started describing to the other guy. He also went through difficult. And he said, I'm craving to bring a son. You see a world of tzar. I see a world where in that space, I could bring the love of a father to a son. Beautiful Ava, but Avla Ben, he started describing to him, a father and a son, the beauty of that relationship. So this is Nayach's beautiful response, and Shem and Yafes, who walk out of the marvel, the dignity of a person, the value of a person, the appreciation. They were survivors. They had an uplift in the appreciation of a person. And they saw a person as being so big, so much more than physical. And they protected the dignity of their father. And they were zeichet to a mitzvah of putting on the corner of the beged deeper than the begadim is to put tzitzis. So this is what I wanted to share with the chevra. I did want to welcome back. I want to welcome Akiva back to yeshiva and thank you for being here. I always, besides loving Akiva, and appreciating Akiva a lot, for all of us people who love Sulam, his father is one of the most remarkable. Sulam has tremendous beauty, that camp I'm zeichet to be part of. And one of the real special treasures of Sulam is Akiva's Tata Reb Chaim. He's the hardest working guy in Sulam, probably. It's debatable, but he works like crazy the weeks there to make things setting up. Here's somebody all year is a Rebbe, and he comes to Sulam. He believes in the yeshiva. He believes in the mission of the yeshiva. He works his head off with such positivity, with such kindness. I always dreamt, Akiva, in a ruchniistic place, every aspect matters. Guys were making league teams for the... Guys were sitting together. Relly was making league teams.
Not work.
He's doing it right now? Relly's busy. Relly, who was helping? Gershon Pagrow and... And Aryeh Cohn, they're working hard, who's making league teams and working on it. It always was important. There's no chulin in a place of service of Hashem. Every aspect matters. So it's always important to me that everybody involved in every activity in a place of holiness, it counts and it matters. I would tell the custodians about the yeshiva. Alan loves the yeshiva. I promise he's my friend, and I've told him many times about what the yeshiva does. He understands the yeshiva, and he's into the yeshiva. There's every aspect in a place of holy matters and counts it as an important place. Reb Chaim Akiva's father, he's doing the physical stuff. The imamish does it with a passion, with a simcha, with a chiyus. It's a beautiful part of Sulam. So I'm appreciative of your tata, and I appreciate he's the reason he's zeichet to a precious son. So I'm happy. Welcome home, Akiva. Happy to have you back. Thank you. I want to welcome as well, we have the Chassan Shmuel Coats back. What's the date of the Chassan?
December 4th.
December 4th. Excellent. What did you say?
Hello.
That's true. 1 month. Fantastic. Where is the Chassan Shmuel? Brightstone. Fantastic. You in Eretz Yisrael the second day, Shmuley?
Yeah.
You there the whole thing or just? Where were you for that kafas? Are you interested by Rav Resnick Shul?
Yeah.
Beautiful. How was it there?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
What's he saying? When is the December
4th? Write that down, Rav, as he quickly gets that down. December 4th. Somebody's December 3rd.
Yitzvendel.
That's back to back. Big time classic. Bart, we're going to dance for 48 hours straight. Let's go. Tomorrow night's Daniel Jonas. And Meish Rothman. Yeah. Meish Rothman's tomorrow night. No, I'm going to be there. You going to be there?
Gonna be what?
I hope to be there, hopefully.
I'm like, nah. Because first you look at the last thing, that's the first thing you see, and I'm like,
Meish Rothman learned here the first year of yeshiva. He's in his 30s, getting married, a beautiful, very special person. Yeah.
I do a fly, man.
There's so much more. I want to learn Nayach and Lech Lecha. I wait the whole year to get where Avraham Avinu shows up in Nayach and is here in Lech. I want to start the parasha of Avraham Avinu, but these days we have to run. We're going to start soon. We're not going to be able to daven Mincha. Johnny's minion gets canceled for the winter soon. So this is the last day we can chaperein. So we're going to stop here. Second Seder, Reis Hashem, will begin at 5 o'clock. Whoever could join us for a minyan for Mincha, we're going to dive in the annex right now, minyan for Mincha. Remind me your first name.
Yehuda Turkel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myra McComas on each shear, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.